Blog Talk Radio.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Ooh.
Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. Redemption songs. Redemption songs.
Now I'm at the ball crop.
I speak to all the children. I speak to everything that moveth and liveth on the earth. All of my family and music. I'm still seeing them high. This is the type of intention that them high. Or what music is. You don't know if me have them look there, but when you know which musician you can look upon and know if he's a real musician. More than guy will just come in it and a hustle it. Yeah, I'm a new musician.
Well, you check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you know, you meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it make you cool, you know, it stimulates your mind and make you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate and be someone. Herb, rum teach you to be a junker, and herb teach you to be someone. Right? I mean, too much of anything, good for nothing, anyhow. Too much of one thing, good for nothing. So, if you have too much herb, it might hurt you. Right? But, I mean, herb is a lot of fullness, dear rap. And herb is a plant, a tree that grows.
Perhaps the most controversial aspect of Rastafarianism is the use of marijuana as a central part of the philosophy. Officially named ganja, it's colloquially described by the Rastas as herb, and Bob Marley is said to smoke a pound a week. It's outlawed in Jamaica, and a convicted smoker can expect an 18-month jail sentence.
The more you accept herb, the more you accept Rastafari. You dig what I say? We who accept herb is important, but herb is more important to the people who don't accept it yet, because that is a reality. I mean, it's not so well then is something that you crave, but you check it in your sense and say, herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people who want to do so much good for everyone, who call themselves governments and this and that, why them say you must not use the herb? You see? And we check that and we can't find, we just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what? Against men who won't crave, because them crave for the things like several, and them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind and tell you, say, well, you have to work and put your pension and him keep it all. So herb make you look for yourself, and instead of you want to work for the man, you want to be one of the man too. Not in the sense of how he is, but in the sense of why should you have to bow to these things.
Do you have to smoke to be a Rasta?
No, man. But in this time, I mean, like, for instance, you're reaching a sense where you're strong enough to take a little smoke. So when all them cars pass, although you live in a city, you don't hear it because you're thinking. Differently if you just live so. Then, you know what I mean, the whole world confuses you and you're worried and you don't have no time to think. And herb is a thing that gives you a little time for yourself so you can live if you use it.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol make you drunk, man. It don't make you meditate. It just make you drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't meditate. You're more giddy-headed. Herbs is more a consciousness.
It must create problems for you, though, when you go different parts of the world where perhaps it's outlawed, as it were.
Well, it's just like what we're saying, is that I don't care. This is the people who make it outlaw, it's but a few. Majority of the people from the hurt want it. And it's just a few because guns and prisons and bad life treat you bad. So people kinda. But we want some people power. And the only people power is Rastafari.
Rastafarianism is very popular in Jamaica, yet in Canada, the United States, it has a bad reputation. People are associated with drugs and the trafficking of marijuana and violence, police arrests.
Yeah, man, them crucified Christ, remember? Christ was a Christian and them crucified Christ, same is not a, what
no,
it is.
No, but let's go back to the facts. People have been arrested, and the Rastafarians in Toronto, for example, have very bad reputation.
When I wouldn't say that the Rastafarians have a bad reputation. I would say people give the Rastafarians bad reputation because the Rastafarians, all of these things happening before the Rastafarians even start coming to Canada anyway around here.
But the things that are very obvious are things like the way you look, right? To most people who are very conservative in dress, you look quite strange. Plus the fact that you advocate smoking marijuana.
Yeah, you think this, let's say this now. Could they tell God that it's not legal?
No, but you're...
They couldn't tell God that
it's
not legal.
A very strong religious belief, but other people don't necessarily share that. And what they see are the obvious things. And isn't it in fact true that many Jamaican people get involved in the trafficking of marijuana and therefore get the bad reputation associated with Rastafarians?
People get trafficking. You see, I don't really know anything about those parts of life. You know, all I know about is Rastafari, and I'm trying to bring this truth to the people. What do people do with them life? I don't really know about that. I know about my own.
Okay, what is your own? What's your music
to you? The music to me, the music is more than music to me. It go further than music, you know. It go it further than music.
But you used it as a strong message. I mean, words like a hungry man
music
is an angry man.
Yeah, the music used me.
Bob, how important is the ganja to arrest the man?
Ganja is a bird. This is herb.
Herb. Does it matter to you that it's still against the law here in Jamaica?
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal?
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal. Not one of them is legal.
Wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Sorrowful, your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is rot. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, nah, nah.
people and live upright. For this is the time that will tell when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Why did the heathen rage? Are the words of my mouth speak righteousness? Are the days of my life will tell? Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen. You will surely fail. Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah, said you will surely fail. Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah, now. Should I will open my mouth in a parable and sing the dark sayings of old? Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands unto you, O children, I cry? Are the words of my mouth speak righteousness? Are the days of my life will tell? Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Yes, yes, yes. Wisdom Wednesday here. Here, the evening song here for the midway day of the Shavuah here at the Wednesday, the fourth day. Today's Hilly Psalm 112, the evening Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
A chant for the congregation. The Avenger. The vengeance Jehovah. To thee, to the eye belongs. Proclaim thy wrath aloud. Great judge of all, redress our wrongs. Let justice smite the proud. They say, just, nor sees nor hears. Fools! When will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy just reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I and I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Thank you. Discipleship Radio.
Out in the street, they call it
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
News of the hour. A family of eight burned to death in Mountain View yesterday, heaving the homicide rate to a staggering 1,405, 66 less than last year's record-breaking body count, with just under 2 months remaining in the year.
Huh. Yeah, gotta stay conscious. Huh. Ah! Circa. Yo, gotta get my bread, gotta keep my head up. These are the fucking days when they got them in them teens of the fucking age. No fuel, no of the green, but them of the grace. Picture this and try to see it with your fucking ears. Ah, these are the fucking times, yeah. When your sneakers ain't your only nine. Somewhere called on Jesus and them commit the crimes. No filiterate and still I read between the lines. Ah, those are the fucking dudes. Claim them are your friend, I want your fucking food. Then some of them are rap wine, some of them are rip wine, some of them are kill wine, some of them are shooters. Like we need a real cigar upon the fucking news. Ah, these are the fucking days when you can't trust police with them dirty ways. Juvenile are on the streets with the fucking case. Yo, you can't ever rest in peace in your fucking grave. Ah, every day the same shit, different girl, same dick, different floor, same spit, different drugs, same ship. Same visit, different hit with different messages. Reaching out to everyone in all different communities. Yes, these are the fucking things that make a fucking DJ wanna fucking sing. We can't believe the baby man that dash the Britney in the thing we're pissing in. Baby father beat and with the thing we're glistening. These are the fucking days. You have to hustle in the streets like a fucking slave. Then the boss I work the least, get the fucking raise. You know she said the leader to step up the bed. Ah, listen to these fucking facts. Who know have a Smith and Wesson up a fucking Glock. Cap a whistle smart, they miss it when you hear it stop. Another mother ball while she suffer the loss. Ah, welcome to these fucking streets. Chalk line, white sheet, regular receipt. The less fortunate get treated like some refugees. But don't get fed up, keep your head up, stay on your feet. Ah, right now we are at the fucking stage. This day and age is like we locked up in a fucking cage. And me I tell you, said the system needs to rearrange. It's kinda strange, me want to buy a range, but the price out of my range. What's the fucking way you move? Killers in the street, always got something to prove. Watch your step, you better watch the fucking road you choose. Careful how you live your life, for them we out of views. Ah, in these days at the airport, them why you take off, bed, kick off Air Force. Them take where you can load, roll out, toothpaste, what them fear about. Me feel the wood, I pull me fucking ear out. Ah, these are the fucking days, when you're after things, say these are the fucking days. Yo, me can't believe, say these are the fucking days. While me sing that sake, please play the fucking praise. Gotta get my bread, gotta keep my head up. Gotta get my bread, gotta keep my head up. Gotta get my bread, gotta keep my head up. Stay focused, gotta keep your head up. Gotta keep my head up. Stay strong. Yeah. Let's see you, girl.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred and we burning out the malice. No racist, can't see the police. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never...
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness. Never give up, you see it. Never give up. Fight the fight, walk the walk, talk the talk, you see it. Try and we fail, and we try and we fail. But what? One day we're gonna conquer. Cause you never feel like yet. And we still have light, and we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory, good over evil. Yeah.
Everybody can probably do it in yeshiva. Everybody can do it growing up with a kippah and growing up with Talis Gadol. And everybody, bar mitzvah, you know, mazel tov. But who can do it in the slums, the way David did it? Who can do it in the wilderness, the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it? That's the ultimate Jew, the ultimate Israelite. For me, being in the streets and having a gun and deciding things on an ethical way, in a moral way, telling guys, yo, listen, man, you can't kill him. You can't do that. You know, he didn't do anything to you. Your problem's not with him. Your problem is with that guy, man. Don't shoot him. Come on, man. Don't listen. Well, if you shoot him, you're going to have to shoot me. There's no greater Judaism than that, putting your life on the line to do what's right. And I've been doing this. So again, you know, for me, I was always the good guy in a terrible neighborhood, a terrible environment, but the ethics of Judaism is what kept me and what allowed me to make it out of that hell, the same way David HaMelech made it out of his hell, to a higher plane. Because I was able to apply the laws of Judaism in the ultimate level. If everything I've done on the basic level of Judaism got me so far, wouldn't it make sense to do even more? Because I want more. You know, when we talk about the next four quarters, I plan to have a $1 billion corporation. You know, there are movies to make. There's music to sell. There are products that come with that music. There are books. There's merchandising. There's clothing. There's so many things to do. And of course you can do that with a lucker. Yosef Sadiq ran the world. He controlled the monetary system. Just like me. Right out of prison. So there's nothing contradictory. You just have to know your boundaries and your lines and your definitions. This is not something I did when I got out of prison. I've been in prison rapping tefillin, being shomer shabbat, being shomer bris, being kashas, under the most dire circumstance. I remember I went to prison. They was like, yeah, we don't know too many dark-skinned Jews. You're Jewish, yeah, and I just won the lottery. Where's my $100 million? So they gave me pork, and they said, yeah, here's the food. Yeah, this is kosher. And I'm like, yeah, all right, thank you. And I didn't eat for 48 hours. I didn't eat for 48 hours. You understand? And it wasn't like, oh, boo-hoo-hoo. No, I get the blessings for that. That's why I'm sitting here in the King David with the Belize flag to my right, the Israeli flag to my left, and we're talking about a miraculous year, and we're planning a miraculous year ahead because of all those things that I've done.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're going to fall for anything.
When you work for others, you are at their mercy. They own your work. They own you. Your creative spirit is squashed. What keeps you in such positions is a fear of having to sink or swim on your own. Instead, you should have a greater fear of what will happen to you if you remain dependent on others for power. Your goal in every maneuver in life must be ownership. Work in the corner for yourself. When it's yours to lose. You're more motivated, more creative, more alive. The ultimate power in life is to be completely self-reliant, completely yourself.
Shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, shall ye return, shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, serveth God, serveth God, and him that serveth him not, serveth him not.
Haile Selassie mission is no joking. And a 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, A, diggle, diggle, the cat and the figure, same thing. And about weed, I tell Stew are wearing ice gold and green. You have to know his words and works to overstand why he's supreme. Mount Zion is real, unlike heaven in your dreams. The road is narrow and long. You have to be prepared to fight on the battlefield. Inner outcast Selassie army, no retreat. You know, see it. Some have a lick of lightning in the Rasta house. Cause some king of flex like back and belly rat. And some princess of flex like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what them are promote. What is either them clean up them ass or continue chance out. No skin teeth, no joke. I said the way I'm serious, all the chalice have to go out. Judgment has spread like lava from coast to coast. Some man make one bag of money, sit down with one bag of man a champagne toast. Pandemona black brother them a boss. The 12 tribe man tell me say some chicken him a go roast. How can sure me think I did healthy lifestyle Rasta promote? Still, food at the least. The love of bubble for the one just signed contract and lease with the beast. You think of that? My past Haile Selassie High School were there. My embarrassed. Look how much rusted about ya. I never watched the building drop flat. And for things the Haile Selassie forward way from Ethiopia and lay the first block. Some realize that them only full of chat. Come and grow locks and I get pay for act. And Babylon give them a ride, feed them money, get them funny. Yeah, but really and truly, how far has the Rasta movement progressed since its foundation? How long have you earned the same song and still no action? We could be self-reliant if we were serious about the mission. With the vast wealth that is generated within the Rasta organization. Some chant unity and love. But they have a single-minded meditation. Their plan is to pull you into the belly of corruption. Reggae music, idol stew. Still a party pan this same Rasta bandwagon. Lion a drink Red Bull and Dragon. What that man? Concerning the Bubba man. The thing is that Haile Selassie don't deal with no form of segregation. So don't confuse me nation. One in a tree and a tree in a one. Without no apology, Marcus and Emmanuel is not a part of that combination. You mean for tell me, say, after Haile Selassie cleared the path and set the foundation, una still about a Queen Elizabeth for repatriation, una burn her every day and still look for 7 miles of black styliner for steel pan, is him and schism still on a way pan Haile King Selassie like his a milk and honey thing. Africa wastes its creators. Which simply means we have great, great works to put in. Haile Selassie, Kushum.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Lioness. Right there, word sound, wake up call. Here, here, Wet Man X, Mika, and Yota, do something.
Javik. And until things change, you know, Jana, stop it. Inflation, recession, depression, pandemic. Dread all bout, and no care how it dread, gonna keep dread death on every road. We are living in the times our ancient spoke about, and can't reach mouth. Rougher than rough, tougher than tough. Murderers now call no bluff. Color lines have now been diminished. It's humanity they seek to finish. Liberation are for those bounded by chains. Remove the chatter from the brain, and God consciousness will be regained. No time left. Let me repeat again. No time left. It is up to us to make a change. If we do not stand up, then this earth we will fail. If we do not stand up, we are doomed. If we do not stand up, we volunteer to a sentence with no bail. Unite for humanity, for the generations to come. This time, for each other we must fight. Fighting for our existence, the very air we breathe. Fighting for Mother Earth, the trees and the leaves. The beach, the river, the mountains, the sea. All creation, the ants, the bees. Without each other we are nothing. Without this earth we are nothing. So one and all, it's time to do something.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
I notice y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Consider the anxious sluggard. What works out there with no overseer? What?
us from slumber. And consider the actions like God. What was that day? We no overseer. Me be a hand out, and me watch your stone, and me watch your opportunity door. Close, you're no glory yet. Close, tell me why you close. No, you make the beat and the table get close. Ethiopia survived the World War II. The battle game from, say we never lose. Middle East Queen Taito, black woman we still chose. To raise at your sin, and the land of black men that close. No white Jesus with no eyes blow. Yeah, long story in Smith came with cattle of a shot of a load.
Section saying they're unsubscribing. I always think to myself, like, you don't even tell me you're unsubscribing. Just do it. And I would say the same thing to black men. You don't need to...
Yes, I do not be offended. Don't...
Many different levels. This is not some conspiracy fucking theory. It is a reality. It has been admitted on so many different levels that it's not even possible to seriously... It is a reality. It has been... The Middle East. So that Israel... executed every fucking day practically. This is the infrastructure's falling apart. Black people are getting executed every fucking day practically. Social services, the infrastructure's falling apart. Black people are getting executed every fucking day practically. I mean, this is insane.
Yes, I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
I said to my wife, I said, you know, I feel something. But black folks, when they make money, they owe themselves $1 million worth of treats just to store it and messing up their mind. That's what I did. That song, not for mama, not for daddy, but for me, oh Lord. I was trying to get that stuff out of my head. Give me some booty. When I started doing the research, booty is a pirate word for the loot. Mm-hmm. Listen, loot. I'm going to get me some booty. The black woman in America ain't never been freed. So it's booty. Nobody told us that. We don't know why we even say it. Hey, man. Huh? It's a game. Sometimes you fall into something, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get there and you get caught doing things that you're not supposed to do. You got people that get fired from their job because they hit on the master's son. Okay.
And somebody's keeping track of everything you have to do?
They don't have to.
No.
No, they didn't have the stuff they got now. They don't have to. That's why you know if you believe ISIS ain't us, you're a fool. You're crazy. If you believe them black pirates 3 years ago, Somali, they don't have 5 yachts in the whole country, but they're taking on the greatest navies in the history of the planet, and we go for that. Why not?
Many different levels. This is not some conspiracy fucking theory. It is a...
Yes, I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
What else is there? There's got to be an evolution. We must go into the mystery. Let's get this right. There's the history, and then there is the mystery. After you learn the history, it prepares you for the mystery. What does the Mason say? Are you truly and duly prepared? Any of you Masons in here, you know what that means. Are you truly and duly prepared? And then we go into...
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
History, and then there is the mystery. After you learn the history, it prepares you for the mystery. What does the Mason say? Are you truly and duly prepared? Any of you Masons in here, you know what that means. Are you truly and duly prepared? And then we go into the mystery. Well, the mystery is how we get this crapper off our backs. You see, because he's dealing only in the mystery. Because now, you know it, giving you your history.
Warning, warning, been warning them from morning. Of the Most High Jarrah, so far I call in. Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year. Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year.
I see your class stretch forth her hands and gave us the Redeemer of all man, defender of the faith, and Ethiopian is the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, 72 nation, Rasmaconen was crowned conquering lion. Ababa Janai, father of Africans, with Empress Menenai stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation, chastisement was upon all African, Bustaman did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of celebrity that to do a call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touched down in Kingston. Could you believe? So said, so done. Bustaman she blind, couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf and missing, some of them dumb. When they rise up against a little of the kingdom, you politician with your evil agenda, anyhow you did, just remember I.
Blessed said it's the man that walk it, nothing at the council of the vagabond them. Still have to say for that shit, put the fire upon them. Lava splash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them are planning from when I said Jamaica. Prison we are drop it upon them. Coffee with prison yard, man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron so that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friends. I fought with two of us, I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the Trinity we slap it upon them. Still have see I God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works we still have to intend. Empress Melen, she had the strength for women. Divine feminine, that a the vibe where she bring. When sex matter thing, she destroy everything. Yet still in the womb, life is within. She had the melanin and carbon light in my skin. Highly still have to slug a liar with the sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here require me to sing. Now follow all them evil agenda. Beg you to remember, I
Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to my people here in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi,
the whom praises do for
help. Hi, call me Louis. This is my spot. Louis spot.
I hope this don't get me into trouble. We've got enough trouble with Michael already. So about 4 years ago, I met one guy from the kingdom of Swaziland, which is now called Eswatini. This guy is the last born to the ruling king, the now ruling king in Swaziland, King Mswati. He is also an energy channeler, but from the royal family, they take him as a mad person, so they just don't pay attention to him. He actually once visited Credo Mutwa.
Was that the young guy with the sort of dreadlocks?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly,
very switched on young man.
Exactly, that yeah. guy. He once came into Adam's calendar and shared a story with me that in the royal kingdom of Swaziland, there's actually a royal library there, which is not open to public. In the royal library, there's this old scroll that is just gathering dust there. It was given to his great-grandfather, King Sobhuza I, by his friend, Haile Selassie from Ethiopia, as a birthday present to King Mswati I, or Sobhuza I. And that ancient scroll shows King Solomon's map from Ethiopia all the way to South Africa.
Wow.
And Haile Selassie is actually a direct descendant of King Solomon, who always followed King Sheba. Queen Sheba from the Bible. That's what he shared to me. So I hope this information with the video goes viral. Get into trouble. That's about what I know about King Sheba's mind. So we have something that we can work on as long as we can get hold of that ancient scrolls, and then maybe we'll find some of King Solomon's mind and find more information with the ancient king's mind. Michael always says that perhaps King Solomon or Queen Sheba might have reopened the Anunnaki's mind and continue mining. We don't know. But let's get the first the scroll, and then we'll work it from there.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
For this double course, double course.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. So here we're seeking to do something.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat, for this double course, double course, double course, double course.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, for the Shabi'i, 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 for the Shavi'i, the seventh Aliyah for Aharemot. For the 29th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. In a double portion, it is the Revi'i. It is the fourth Aliyah of a double portion. So here, when we come to what is usually the seventh, the Shavi'i, the seventh Aliyah of offering, in a double portion, it's the Revi'i. It's the fourth. Shahain Machov. Here, picking up with Leviticus chapter 18, here at verse 22. For the double portion, Revi'i. It's the fourth, and it's the bridge going into the Kedoshim Torah portion, connecting this double portion for this Shabbat Strong. Ve'et zakar lo tishkav misha kere isha to eva hi. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Ve'et zakar lo tishkav Mishkavei Isha to Eva he, thou, the I, shall not lie with mankind. We'et Zakar and male and a male, Zakar, Weeta Zakar, Lo, No, Tishkav, Tishkab, Tishkav, Lo, Tishkav, Misha Kve, Isha, with laying down, with at Isha, To'eva, 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 abomination, To'eva. He, she is abomination. It, the act, is abomination. Here, here, here. At the Shavi'i, for a double portion, the Revi'i, the fourth aliyah, the bridge aliyah, here for this double portion, the Revi'i. Ve'et zakar lo tishkava misha kve isha. To'eva, 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 to'eva.
Here for the Shabbi'i, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Acharei Mot, the Shabbi'i, the seventh Aliyah at verse 22. With Eta Zakar Lo Atishakava Mia Shekve Isha To'aiva He. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It, she, is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye all yourselves in any of these things. For in all these the nations and nationalities are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye all shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither. Any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. And here we have the Maftir, the Maftir. Here we have the Maftir. Ki etakol ha to'ebot ha el. Su anshe ha aret asher lifnekem wa titama ha aret. Verse 27. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spit not you out also, when ye all defile it, as it spit out the nations and nationalities that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls, the psyches that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye y'all keep mine ordinance, that ye y'all commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye y'all defile not yourselves therein. Ani Yahuwah Elohim. Thus concluding the Torah Aliyot, the reading and feeding for this 29th sabbatical study, this Shabbat Straw, Shabbat Acharei Mot. Glory be to the word, sound, and the power. Kabur le abinu le melkenu. Glory be to our Father, our King. Kabur le kadamawi chayla selase. Be shem Yeshu ha-moshiach. In the name of Jesus Christos, in the name of Ketachina, in the name of Medhanatach, in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Shabbat shalom, send that salam,
send that salam,
send that salam,
send that salam, send that salam,
send that salam, send that salam. Tena estalin, sabbatical Torah portion, kedoshim. Here for this Sabbath, this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion reading and feeding, here we have kedoshim. The 30th reading from HaTorah and the 7th reading from the 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus from the Sefer Vayikra. Its name, Kedoshim, which means holy ones, set apart ones, Kedoshim. Now the title Kedoshim, it comes from the words in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, which says, you, y'all, shall be holy, Kedoshim, set apart ones, for I, the Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, HaKadosh, Baruch-Hu, Baruch Hashem, Elohei-Kem, your Elohim, am holy, Kadosh, set apart. Leviticus chapter 19, it describes the holy, the set-apart community, the set-apart common unity, the set-apart commonwealth is defined and described through a series of specific commandments. Leviticus chapter 20, it warns against the snares of sexual immorality and idolatry, mandating a death penalty for certain chatiyat, for certain sins, certain missing the mark, ukaris. Except in biblical leap years, Kedoshim is read on the same Shabbat as the previous reading, Acharei Mot. May Guy and I ride up and begin. Beshem Ha'av Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here we pick up with the third book of Moshe. Moses, for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Here we pick up with Leviticus chapter 19, the Yod Tate chapter, chapter 19. And here for this 30th reading and feeding Hebrew first words right here, Vaydaber Yahweh il Moshe, Leimur, Daber il kol etata bnei Israel, we amarta elehem kedoshim tihyu, ki kadosh ani Yahuwah, Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Elohei-Kem. Chapter 19, Leviticus, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 19, the relationships and the walk of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God's earthly people continued. And the Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe lemor? Daber,
speak. Daber il kol edata b'nei Israel. Speak to all the congregation of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, and say to them, V'amarta Elehem, ye y'all shall be holy, set apart ones, Kedoshim Tihiyu. For I, the Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, your Elohim, am holy, set apart. Ki Kadosh Ani Yahweh, Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, Elohekem. Ye, y'all, shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, your Elohim. Turn ye y'all not to idols, nor make to yourselves molten Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, your Elohim. And if ye, y'all, offer a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings to the Yahweh, ye, y'all, shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye, y'all, offer it, and on the morrow, and if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing, the set-apart thing of the Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye, y'all, shall not swear by my name falsely. Neither shalt thou profane the name of Eloheka, the I Elohim. Ani Yahweh, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee, I, all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear, reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, Ani Yahuwah. I be the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, is completed, and the beginning of the second Aliyah
The second aliyah, the Sheni. The Sheni here at verse 15.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions when I need it.
Oftentimes, keep sex and freeze it.
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Righteousness, we say. Let me get to you. Stand up and pray.
What about the people's economical welfare? How long you been saying that you're gonna stabilize the economy? You're only preparing the people for your job market. The thing we don't know.
Every other day get your youth up your slow child, get your youth, them a struggle. When them big politicians, them not get nothing, them a knock out the doors now. When people go and them mean them run away, them don't even.
Don't make them fool you again.
rewind and come back, selector.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Bet, hallelujah. Ashre ish yare et Adonai v'mitzvotav hafetz me'od. גיבור בארץ יהיה זרעו, דור ישרים יבורך, הון ועושר בביתו, וצדקתו עומדת לעד. זרח בחושך אור לישרים, חנון ורחום וצדיק. טוב איש חונן ומלווה, יכלכל דבריו במשפט. כי לעולם לא ימות, לזכר עולם יהיה צדיק. לשמועה רעה לא יירא, נכון ליבו, בטוח באדוני, סמוך ליבו לא יירא, עד אשר יראה וצריו. ביזר נתן לאביונים, צדקתו עומדת לעד, קרנו תרום בכבוד. רשע יראה וכעס, שיניו יחרוק ונמס, ואהבת רשעים תאבד.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this place.
Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here the Order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yud Veit Kof Yod Beit. We have Psalm CXII, Psalm 112, the 112th psalm. And it's a hallelujah psalm. We have an hallelujah psalm. So right here, may God not bring forth the Bible, B-I-B-L-E. Today's daily psalm, according to Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 112. It is themed, the righteous man. Today's daily psalm is themed, the righteous man. Tzadik, right? The righteous man, or tzadik, so righteous man. And it's a praise ye, Yah psalm. Praise ye, Jah psalm. It's a hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be he who be. Ashrei ish yarei eti Yehovah. Happy. Ashrei. Now, KJV, as we point this out elsewhere, says blessed. 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 Now, we point out that there's two types of blessed. Right? There's the Ashrei, which is like the Beatitudes. Right? We see the beautiful attitude, the beatitude, bless, Ashrei, not the Baruch. Baruch and Baruch, Abarekata, like the increase, prosper, the increase, blessing, or blessedness, in other words. And then we have the Ashrei, and often it's translated in the KJV as blessed as well. Ashrei, the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish. Happy, more correctly, happy is the Ish. Happy is the man, the true man. Here we have Ashrei Ish. Happy man, happy man, Yarei Eti Yehovah. Happy man respecteth Jehovah. Ashrei Ish, Yarei Eti Yehovah. De mi tzotayo chafet me'od. That delighteth greatly in his commandments. Be mitzotayo, in his mitzotayo, his mitzot, his commandments. Be mitzotayo, chafet, delighteth, chafet, taketh pleasure, delighteth, chafet me'od, very much me'od, very much. This psalm, this mizmor, is a companion to the preceding, to the 111th psalm, and has a similar acrostic construction according to the Hebrew Aleph Beit. So each of the, we say, verses, right, each of the verses following the alphabetical, the Hebrew Aleph, Ha-Aleph to Ha-Tav, or Ha-Taweh, the A to Z, Hebraically speaking. It develops the theme of the closing verses of Psalm CXI, the closing verses of Psalm 111, the Kof Yud Aleph Psalm. And what's the closing verse? It says, the fear or the reverence or respect of Jehovah, the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding have all they that do. In italics, it says, his commandments that do, that do. See, the commandments, his commandments, look in the KJV of Psalm 111, verse 10, his commandments is italicized. So that means it's not there in the Hebrew as we shall read and we shall hear and we can see. Right? Seeing his praise, his eyes endureth forever. The beginning, right? Says the beginning, right? The beginning of wisdom. Reishis, the beginning, Chakma. Reishit Chakma, beginning of Chakma, or Chokma, as someone knows it, Chokma. Reishit Chakma, the beginning of Chakma, of wisdom, of wise mind, of Chokma, of the Hebrew Sophia. Yerat, Yerat Yahuwah, Yerati Hoa, Yerat Yahuwah, is the Yerat, is the reverence, the respect. Can't say fear, but in the sense of the reverence, the respect of Jehovah. Sekel, Sekel Tov, Likol, Oseihem, Likol, Oseihem, Likol, Oseihem, Likol, for all that do, a good understanding, a good Sekel, 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 we get maskil, being circumspect, circumspection, Sekel Tov, good, Tov, Sekel Tov, a good circumspection, a good understanding. Right, a good understanding, and it's another word, a fine sagacity, right, or a delicate spiritual tact, has iritical tact, which is the reward of conscientiousness. Sekel, sekel, tov, lekol, osehem, osei, osehem, kol, osehem, all that do thereafter, all that do then. What's implied here is the commandments, but as you can see from the KJV, his commandments is italicized, and here, we don't have the word that do, his commandments, but all that do, lekola osehem. Tehilato, tehilato, his praise is tehila, tehilato, omeret la'ad, omeret, stand, omeret, stand to say endure, omeret la'ad, stand this forever. So today's daily psalm, it develops a theme here in the 112th psalm, in Mizmor Kof Yud Beit, 112th Psalm, the theme of the last verse, verse 10 of Psalm 111. The reverence, the respect of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom. Reishit Hakma Yerati Yehovah. A good understanding, circumspection have all they that do. Thereafter, some would have the thereafter that do them. Sekel Tov Lekol Oseihem. His praise, Isaiah, endureth for Iva. Tehilato, Omedet, right? Like Omad, Amad, to stand. Omedet la'ad, Omedet la'ad, Atihilato, Omedeta la'ad. His praise, Isaiah. So the fear of, the reverence, the respect of Proverbs 1 and 7, Proverbs 9 and 10. By fear, in the translation, what is meant? This is to be understood, understood, and overstood as the, some say, the perception of awe. Right? The perception of awe mentioned in the previous verse, some say it's a feeling, but it's a perception. That perception must be the starting point of a life, of a liberty, which is to be lived on a higher plane than the animal. Than the animal existence, or the basic, we say, life existence. The next psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yud Veit, Kof Yod Beit, the 112th psalm, it works out this thought in detail. Good understanding? Sekel Tov. Man's ideal is to find grace and good favor. The ideal of the true man, right, is to find grace and good favor. The same phrase is in the Hebrew. In the sight of Elohim, the true good, the true God and man. We have this in Proverbs 3 and 4. In the sight of Elohim and the sight of a human being. And good understanding giveth grace. We have this in Proverbs 13 and 15. That good understanding, sechel tov, good circumspection, good being circumspect, being wise, right, even in the sense of skill, right, giveth grace. It has been defined as we said, that fine, refined sagacity or a delicate spiritual iritical tact, which is the reward of conscientiousness. Sekel tov, lekola, or sehen. His praise, tehilato, omedeta la'ad, tehilato. All the attributes of Ha'elohim, the true God, which demand, that demands man's praise are like his righteousness, that we have in Psalm 111, verse 3, right, is eternal for Ivan and Iva. Thus the psalmist, and I rounds off in the 111th psalm, which is the theme of Psalm 112. It rounds off this psalm, this intonation, this chant, this praise, by returning, right, or in a sense redoubling again, right, you know, on the thoughts with which he began, right, the beginning, Ha'aleph, Hatav, Hatawe, right? And gives the reason for the hallelujah, 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 all of you, illalu, illalalalalu, the illal to hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to Yah, hallelujah to Yah. So in today's daily psalm, developing that theme, the development, the building of that theme of the closing verses of Psalm 111, verse 10, describing the life of the man, the human being who is inspired with the spirit, the ruach, within by the ideal of what is known as the imitation, imitating, right? Imitation of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. Today's Mizmor Kof Yud Veit, Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112. Hallelujah. Ashrei Ish, Yarei Etta Yahweh, happy is the man that respecteth Jehovah. Asherei Isha Yarei Eti Yahweh, be mitzotav ha-chafetz me'od, gibor ba'aretz, yihyeh zar'o, dor yisharim yavorak. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright, the door of the Yisharim, of the Yashar, the upright, Yevorak, shall be blessed. Hon, wa, osher, hon va osher, be vaito, wealth and riches are in in his house, and his merit. This is an interesting phrase, as it's part of the phrase that closes the preceding psalm. It says, and his merit, or KJV brings it out, and his righteousness, Psalm 112, here at verse 3, and his righteousness endureth He says, Sidkato, Sidkato, Vesikato, Vesikato, Omedeta Laad, endureth forever. Part of that phraseology we have, Tehilato, his praise, Omedeta Laad, and his praise, his eyes is, endureth forever. But here in today's daily Psalm 112 at verse 3, we have this phrase, Vesikato, Omedet, standeth, endureth Laad. For ever and ever. To the upright, he shineth as a light in darkness, gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Zarach, zarach ba choshek, or lai sharim for the yisharim, the upright, or light for the upright. Zarach, zarach, he shineth ba choshek, in darkness and disillumination, zarach ba choshech or laishari. Chanun we rachum we tzadik. Gracious, chanun we rachum and full of compassion. Gracious and full of compassion we tzadik, and righteous. Gracious, full of compassion and righteous. Tov ish, chonein, u malve. Well, it is with the man that dealeth graciously and lendeth. Tov ish, chonein, u malve, and lendeth. Yit kalkel, de. Devarayo, the mishpat that ordereth his affairs, rightfully. KJV says, a good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs, with discretion. Tov ish, a good man, tov ish, chonein, ua malue. Sheweth favor and lendeth. Yikalkel devarayo de mishpot. He will guide his affairs with discretion. I'll bring out the sense of that ordereth his affairs rightfully. Ki le olam loa yemota le zeker olam yihye tzadik, for he shall never be moved. Ki le olam loa yimot, the righteous shall be had in everlasting eternal remembrance. Le zecher olam yihye tzadik. KJV says, surely he shall not be moved forever, for either the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance, eternal remembrance. Mishamua ra'a lo yira Nakona libo batuach bayahuah. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in Jehovah, not being afraid of evil tidings. Mi shemua from shemua, a tiding, a hearing. Shemua ra'a, mi shemua ra'a lo yira. Would not be afraid, would not respect the Shemua Ra'a. Mi Shemua Ra'a Loa Yira. Nakona Liboa. Batuach Ba Yahuwah. His heart is fixed. KJ brings out the sense of his heart is fixed. Trusting in Jehovah. Trusting in he who be who he be. Samuk Libo Lo Yira. Adasher Yire. This arayo. His heart is established. Samuk libo. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. Lo yira. He will not reverence or respect. He will not be afraid. Adasher yire. This arayo. Until he gaze upon his adversaries. Adashera yireh v'tzarayo. Until he see Now, KJV puts in his desire in italicization. So if you read it with italics, until he see his desire upon his enemies. But if you read it without that, there's the force of the Hebrew, until he see upon his enemies. Ad asher yireh v'tzarayo, until he see, until he gaze upon his enemies. Pizar, Natan, la evayonim, he have scattered abroad. Pizar Natan, la evayonim, to the evayonim, to the needy. He have scattered abroad, he has given to the needy. Pizar, he have dispersed. Pizar, he has dispersed. Pizar, he has given to the poor. Natan, to give. Natan, la evayonim, to the poor ones. Tzidkato, omedeta la'ad, his righteousness. So remember in Psalm 111 and 10, it spoke about Tehilato, omedeta la'ad, endureth forever. Here we have Tzidkato, omedeta la'ad, his Tzidkato, his tzedakah, his righteousness endureth forever. Karno, tarum, Biktavod, his horn, Karno, his horn, Tarum, exalted, Rum, Ram, but here in the sense of Tarum, it's exalted, Tarum, Karno, Tarum, Biktavod, in honor, in Kavod, in glory, in honor, in glory, his horn shall be exalted with honor or Biktavod, in honor or by way of Kavod, by way of honor, by way of being very, having gravity, right? Having gravity, right? The divine gravity, the honorability. And here for the 10th verse right here, we have the wicked shall see. The wicked shall see. Rasha yireh. The Rasha yireh. The ratchet shall see. Rasha yireh. We ka'as, and be afraid. Rasha yere wikas, the ratchet shall see and be afraid. Shinayo yachrok vinamas, he shall gnash with his teeth vinamas and melt away with namas and namas. So it says the wicked shall see rasha yere with kaas and kaas. The ratchet shall see and be vexed. Shinayo yachirok. He shall gnash his shinayo, his teeth shinayo yachirok with namas. So he's going to kaas, be vexed, and then namas, right? Then namas, melt away. Taivata rishaim toved, the desire, taivat of the rishaim, of the ratchet, toved, shall perish. The wicked shall see it, and be kaas, be grieved. He shall gnash with his shanayo, yachirok, and melt away. We're namas. The desire, the Isaiah of the wicked, ta'ilata risha'im, of the wicked ones, toved, shall perish. Yes, I, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachi, Edek, today's daily
song. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with
Slash. Warashata.
And here, Shema Yisrael, Kivel Israel. Today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, Shema Yisrael, Kivel Israel. And here, Shema Yisrael, Kivel Israel. Today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, Shema Yisrael, Gevel Israel. Today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. And here, after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Here, today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. Kof Yod Beit. Kof Yod Beit. Psalm CXII, Psalm 112, today's psalm. And here, a midrash, a study on today's psalm on Mizmor Kof Yod Beit. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Here. Psalm 112, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, the Hebrew, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Hallelujah, Ashrei Ish, Yarei Eti Yehovah, Hallelujah, praise y'all, Hallelujah, He who be, Hallelujah, praise ye, Jah, praise ye, Yah, praise, Allelu, He who be, Ashrei, Ish, Yarei, Et, Yahuwah, Ashrei, Ish, Yarei, Et, Yahuwah, happy is the man, Ashrei, Ish, Happy is the man, Ashrei Ish, Yarei, that reverences, that respecteth, that feareth in the sense of reverence, respecteth, he who be who he be, Yarei et Yehovah, Hallelujah. Ashrei Ish, Yarei Eti Yehovah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse. These words, Zehu Shamar Hatatu, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse. These are the verse from the Mashal, from Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 31 and 30. Grace is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Grace is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Sheker hachem v'hevel hayofi, isha yirat Yehovah ki tita halal. Grace is deceitful. Sheker ha-chein. Grace is deceitful. Deceitful. Sheker ha-chein is the grace. With hebel ha-yofi. And beauty is vain. And vain. With hebel ha-yofi. Ha-yofi. Beauty. Sheker ha-chein. With hebel ha-yofi. Isha yirati Yehovah hiya tita halal, but a woman, yirat Yehovah, yirat that reverences, that respected, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, isha yirati Yehovah he, Tita halal, he tita halal. Sheker hachena wehebel hayofi. Isha yirati Yehovah, he a tita halal. She shall be praised. He, she, tita halal, tita halal. She shall be elated. She shall be praised. For Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, blessed be He, values neither beauty nor riches, only fear, only reverence, only respect of sin of Hachet. As it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverenceth Jehovah, He who be, who ye be, she shall be praised. Isha Yirati Yehovah, Ki Atita Halal. So was Abraham praised. As it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, where it reads, "For I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, and that they may keep the way of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice." Kia yedaitio lima'ana shara yitaweta banayo wetabeto acharayo wit shamru derek Yahuwah. La is sota tzedaka u mishpat lima'ana habi Yahuwah al Abraham et asher diber alayo. For I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of he who be, who ye be, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, that he who be, who ye be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, may bring upon Abraham, that he hath spoken of him. Kia yidaitio, for I have known him. Kia yidaitio, yidaitio, for I have known him. Kia yidaitio, lima'ana ashera yitzhawe etta banayo, to the end that he may command, that he may command yitzhawe etta banayo, that he may command his sons, banayo, his sons, with Etta Beito and his house and his household Achrayo after him with Shamrua Dareka Yahuwala Isota, that they may keep with Shamru Derek the way Yahuwah of Jehovah, Dareki Yahuwah, the way of Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Allah is sought to do tzedakah, righteousness, tzedakah, charity, righteousness, tzedakah, u mishpat, and justice, mishpat, justice, judgment, tzedakah u mishpat, le ma'ana habi Yahuwah al Abraham et ashera diber alayo, to the end that he who be, we be, may bring, that Jehovah may bring, le ma'ana habi Yahuwah al Abraham, up on Abraham et ashera diber alayo, that he hath spoken of him, et Asher diber alayo. Kia yidaitio lima'ana ashera yitzaweh etta banayo etta veito achrayo we shamru daraki Yahuwah la'esota tzedaka u'mishpat lima'ana habi Yahuwah al Abraham etta asher diber alayo. And again, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, "For now I know that thou, that I art a God-fearing man. For now I know that thou art a God-fearing man." ki ata yadaiti yakia yere Elohimata. For now, I know ki for ata now yadaiti yadati ki ata yadaiti. For now, I know ki that Yerei Elohim, reverencing, respecting Elohim, ki Yerei Elohim, ata, ata, the I, male, be, and Elohim, reverencing, respecting man, ki ata, yadaeti, yakia, Yerei Elohim, ata. Scripture says also, even in Yeremiah, Ermias, and Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 22 to 23, where it reads, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man be praised for his wisdom, but let him that is praised be praised for this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man be praised for his wisdom, but let him that is praised be praised for this, that he understandeth and knoweth me and knoweth I. Ho Hamar Yahuwah Allah Yitahalela Hatama Behakmato. We Allah Yitahalela Hagibora Bigorato. Allah Yitahalela Ashira Beashro. Im bezota yitahalela hamita halel hasakela we yadoa oti. Thus saith he who be who he be. Koh, like this, Amar, Amar, saith Yahuwah, Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be. Koh, Amar, Yahuwah. Let not, make not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Al yitahalel hakama bihakmato. Make not the wise man glory or praise up, be praise up. Yitahalel, al yitahalel, as in hallelujah. Make not the wise man illilta glory. Ala yita halel hakam be hakmato. We ala yita halel hagibor be gvrato. Make not the mighty man hagibor, the gibor, the mighty man. Glory be praised. We ala yita halel hagibor be gevrato. Glory in gevrato, his gebura, his might. Ala yita halel ashir be ashro. Make not the rich man the ashir. The rich man glory, yitahalel al, not yitahalel, not to be glory, to be elil, to be bigged up, praise, be ashro, in his riches, al yitahalel ashir, be ashro, ki, im, bezota, yitahalel, hamita halel, hasekel, we yadoa, Oti, but make him that glorious, that elils, bigs up praise, ki, im, bezot, yita halel, hamita halel, glory in this, yita halel, hamita halel, elilta in this, that he understandeth, hasakel, he understandeth, understandeth, overstandeth, has to kill, with yadoa, and knoweth O.T., and knoweth me, and knoweth I. Koh Amar Yahuwah, Allah yitahalel hakam bihakmato.
ואל יתהלל הגיבור ביגברת, אל יתהלל אשר באשרו. כי אם בזאת יתהלל המתהלל, הסקל וידוע אותי. Therefore, all king, Silazi, therefore, who is to be praised? Who is to be gloried or praised? Halimd, he who occupies himself with Torah. Therefore, who is to be praised? He who occupies himself with Torah, with Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty. He who occupies himself with Torah, from Aleph to Taweh, from Aleph to Taweh, from Aleph to Taweh. And here, Midrash note, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Beis, Psalm 112. Here. Aleph Ketau, Aleph Ketau, the first and last letters respectively of the Ibrit, of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, of the Hebrew alphabet. The Aleph Ketau, Hebraically, is the Alpha and Omega. The Aleph, the first, and the Tau. Aleph Ketau, some say Tau, but an ancient pointing Tau. Aleph, the first, and the Tau, the last. Therefore, who is to be praised? He who occupies himself with Torah, from Aleph to Tau. For this, in the words, let him be praised for this. So here, in connection with Yeremiyahu, in connection with Jeremiah chapter 9, here, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 22-23, where it says, thus saith he who be who he be, Kohamar Yahuwah, Allah titahalel Hakam bechakmato, make not the wise man the Hakam glory, yitahalel in his wisdom bechakmato, wa Allah yitahalel, neither make glory halel yitahalel, with Allah yitahalel hagivor, the givor, the mighty man, be a giborato in his might. Allah yitahalel asher be ashro, let not the asher, the rich, glory be ashro. This in the words, let him, make him, be praised for this. Kiim bezot, yitahalel hamitahalel, praise for this, that he understandeth, understandeth, overstandeth, and knoweth me, and knoweth I. This here clearly refers to Torah, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah. Wizot HaTorah, Wizot, and this HaTorah, the Torah's direction, instruction, Wizot HaTorah, Asher Sam Moshe, Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, and this is HaTorah, the Torah, Wizot HaTorah, Asher Sam, that Moshe set, Asher Sam Moshe,
Lifnei before, Lifnei in the faces before, Lifnei b'nei Yisrael, before the sons of Yisrael, Lifnei b'nei Yisrael, Wazot HaTorah Asher Sama Moshe, Lifnei b'nei Yisrael. Now, Abraham kept HaTorah. Abraham kept the Torah, HaTorah, from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph to Tau. And here, Midrash note again, Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew, Aleph, Beit, alphabet, and the Tau, or some say Tav, Aleph to Tav. Ancient pointing Aleph to Tau, the Tau, the last letter, Hebraically, the Alpha, Omega, the Hebrew first and last letters, but more on this right here, where Abraham kept HaTorah from Aleph to Tau. See the Midrash on Psalm 1, the 13th section, Psalm 1.13, for more detail. Now Abraham kept HaTorah from Aleph to Tau, that is to say from first to last, beginning to end, Aleph to Tau, Alpha Omega, Aleph to Tau, as is said even in Bereshit, even in Genesis chapter 26 verse 5, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. Aikev Asher Shama Abraham Abikoli, because that Abraham hearkened. Aikev, as a consequence, Aikev Asher Shama Abraham Abikoli, hearken to, by way of Oli, by way of my voice. In the fuller verse here, Aikev Asher Shama Abraham Bikoli, Waya Yishmor Misha Marti Mitzotai Chukotai Witorotai. Here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 26, verse 5, the fuller verse, because that Abraham, hearken to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, and my Torahs. Aikev Asher Shama Abraham Bikoli, Waya Yishmora Mishamarti Mitzotai Chukotai Witorotai. Therefore, Alkan Silazi, therefore, this psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112, going from Aleph to Tau, Aleph to Tau, going from the Hebrew A to Z, beginning to end, first to last, Aleph to Tau. And here, Midrash, note, Psalm 112 is one of several alphabetical psalms, having the first letters of their verses arranged in the order of the Hebrew Aleph Beit alphabet, the Ivrit, the Hebrew alphabet. So Psalm 112, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, is one of several alphabetical Hebrew alphabetical psalms, having the first letters of their verses arranged in the order Hebrew alphabet. So this psalm, going from Aleph to Tau, was composed about him. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau goes the psalm, the Mizmor, a woman of valor, or from the Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 31, Eshet Chayil, the Mizmor, the psalm in the Proverbs chapter 31, at about verse 10, a woman of valor, a virtuous woman. Likewise, from Aleph Tau goes the psalm, the Mizmor, Eshet Chayil, a woman of valor, or elsewhere translated in the KJV, King James Version, as a virtuous woman, Eshet Chayil, Proverbs chapter 31. Composed about Sarah, Ishto, Oseto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Isha, his Eshet, Sarah, Ishto, Sarah, his wife. As it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverenceth, that respecteth he who be who he be, she shall be praised. Isha Yirati Yahowahi Pita Halal, but a woman, and Isha Yirata Yahowahi Pita Halal, that feareth, reverence, Yirati Yahowah, Yirat Yahowah, that respecteth, reverenceth he who be who he be. He, she, he, hita halal, she shall be praised. He, tita halal, she shall be praised. He, tita halal, isha, yirati Yahuwah, he, tita halal, like Sarah, ishto, Abraham, isha. The two of them, Abraham and Sarah, Ishto, Oseto, his Isha, his Oset, the two of them observe HaTorah, observe the Torah, the directions, instructions, observe the teaching of His Majesty from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph to Tau, to Tau. From the Hebrew Alpha to the Hebrew Omega, from Aleph to Tau. Tau, 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 Tau. Thank you.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Bet Hallelujah. Ashre Ish Yare Et Adonai Bemitzvotav Hafetz Meod. Gibor Ba'aretz Yie Zar'o Dor Yesharim Yevorach. Hon Va'osher Beveto Ve'tzidkato Omedet La'ad. Zarah Ba'oshech Or La'Yesharim Hanun Ve'rahum Ve'tzaddik. Tov Ish Honen U'Malve Yechalkel Devarav Be'mishpat. כי לעולם לא ימות, לזכר עולם יהיה צדיק. מי שמועה רעה לא יירא, נכון ליבו, בטוח באדוני. סמוך ליבו לא יירא, עד אשר יראה בצריו. ביזר נתן לאביונים, צדקתו עומדת לעד, קרנו תרום בכבוד. רשע יראה וכעס, שיניו יחרוק ונמס. תאוות רשעים תאבד.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word.
We turn to the Midrash Tehillim. And here in Psalm 112, in Mizmor Kof Yud Beit Kof Yod Beit, Psalm CXII, here in the second parek, the second portion here from the Midrash Tehillim, the ancient studies on the Psalm, as the Psalms. Study of the Psalms is the key of discipleship, and the study of the Psalms, they help us to circumnavigate the Scriptures. They're the key of the Scriptures. All right, so here we have in the second parak here from the Midrash Tehillim, from the Midrash on Psalms, we have Psalm 112. This is a very, very, very important, especially in the connection and the growth right here. But we're going to zoom in. In zooming in right here, this is really, really a precious study right here. Psalm 112. Now, normally, usually, we go through the individual psalms and do a midrash and get into the HD, into the Hebrew definition, bringing out the Hebrew of each of the points of reference right here. But since this is to help to complement and to build and to grow I and I, right, from the basic, the first degrees of I and I sabbatical studies, here, now Abraham. Now Abraham kept Torah. He kept Jah instruction, direction from Aleph to Tau. Aleph to Tau. From Aleph, the first of the Hebrew letter, to Tau, to the 22nd. Now the Aleph and the Tau in the Koine Greek, right, is what one's referred to as the Alpha and Omega. Aleph to Tau. Some Yehudi Jews will say Aleph to Tav, but we Afro-Semitically, Aleph to Tau, or Taweh, Aleph to Taweh, Ha Aleph Ha Taweh, right? He kept Torah, Ha Torah, Jah's direction, instruction from Aleph to Tau. As is said, even in Genesis 26, verse 5, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. Therefore, this psalm here, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112, going from Aleph to Tau, from Ha Aleph, from the Aleph to Ha Taweh, to the Tau, from the first to 22nd letter, Hebraically, was composed about him. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph to Tau, the Hebrew Alpha and Omega, Alpha to Omega, the first to last letter, that's the Greek alphabet, but here, Hebraically, Aleph to Tau, goes the Mizmor that we find in the Mishle Shlomo, that we find in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the Parables, the Proverbs of Solomon. So in Proverbs chapter 31, Proverbs chapter 31, it reads, a woman of valor, Eshet Chayil, Eshet Chayil, Eshet Oset, Oset Chayil, Eshet Chayil, a woman of valor, a woman of strength, of power, Chayil. So we have Chayil, as we have in Haile Selassie, the power of the triunity of he who be, who he be. Here we have Psalm 31, a woman of valor, a woman of power, a strong woman. KJV, King James Version, translates it as virtuous woman, a virtuous woman who can find. Hebraically, we bring it out as a woman of valor or a woman of chayil. Eshet Chayil, Oset Chayil. This was composed about Sarah Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, about Sarah, his wife, and I and I, Hebraically speaking, matriarch, as it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverences, that respecteth Jehovah. A woman that respects, reverence he who be who he be, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. The two of them, Abraham and Sarah. Now it's interesting to note also the words of the King Messiah, Gurmawi, Negus Neges, the Imperial Magic, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, upon the passing of Itegemenin, concerning the relationship of Abraham and Sarah and their relationship. The two of them observed HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction from Aleph to Tau, Aleph to Tau, Aleph to Tau, from the Alpha and Omega, Hebraically speaking, the 22. So this brings us right here in connection with the third Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion right here, Lek Lekha. Get thee out or go for the I-self. Lek, go, Lekha, for the I-self. Male speaking to Avram, speaking to Abraham, Vayomer Yahweh El Avram, Lek Lekha. Here, Psalm 112, first verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Jah, hallelujah, praise he who be, hallelujah, Yah, he who be, hallelujah, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, hallelujah, Ashrei Ish, Yarei Etio, B'mitzvotav, Chafet Meod. Happy is the man that feareth, that reverenceth Jehovah, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. B'mitzvotav chafet meod. Usually this is translated KJV in the English as blessed. Touched on this before, there's Baruch, blessed, but here we have the Ashrei, in the sense of Roveinu, Roveinu Yeshua HaMashiach, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When he speaks in the Beatitudes, according to the Gospels, Hebraically speaking, he's speaking of this sense of Ashrei, Ashrei Ish, as we have in the first Mizmor, the first Psalm of David, of David, Ashrei HaIsh, happy is the man. The translators are translated as blessed, but there it is truly happy. Ashrei Ish, happy is the Ish, Hebraically Ish, the higher man is the Ish, the basic man is the Adam man, the higher man is the Ish. Ashrei Ish, happy the man that delighteth greatly in mitzvotayo, b'mitzvotav, b'mitzvotayo. This is the first verse here of Mizmor Kof Yod Veit, Kof Yud Beit. For Abraham kept the commandments not under compulsion. For Abraham kept the mitzvot, the commandments, the imperatives of Donai Jehovah, not under compulsion, but with delight. Chafet, chafet, chafet mo'od, with delight. As is said, that delighteth greatly, greatly. Chafet mo'od, b'mitzvotayo, in his commandments. B'mitzvotayo, his commandments, mitzvotayo. Note that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, as I and I are asked before, I say the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to him, Lek, Lekha, get thee out. Lek, Lekha, Mei Aritzekha, get thee out from thy country, Mei Aretz Eka, from the I Aretz, May Aritzekah from thy country, even in Bereshit, Genesis 12 and 1. He, Abraham, did not go apulsion because he was forced to, right? But instead, willingly, because scripture says in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 12, at verse 4, he went as Jehovah had spoken to him. He went as he who be who he be had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber layo Yahweh. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber layo Yahweh, as Jehovah had spoken to him. And in the next verse, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, it says, and took took Sarah, his wife. And Abram took Sarah, his wife. Vayikach Avram eta Sarai ishto. And Abraham took Sarai ishto, his wife. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to him, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 17, verse 13, he that is born in Beitika, in the I Beit, must needs be circumcised. He, Abraham, circumcised himself forthwith, as is written in Genesis chapter 17, verse 26. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised. When Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, said to him, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 22, verse 2, take now Binekah, thy son, and offer him for a Ola, for a burnt offering, an holocaust offering, an ascension offering, a going up offering, an Ola, straightway, according to Bereshit, Genesis 22, the next verse, verse 3, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak Beno, took Isaac Beno, his son, Lidra, for Abraham delighted to do Ha'el commandments, Ha'el Elohim's imperative commandments speedily. After Yitzhak, Isaac was born and was 8 days old, Abraham presented Yitzhak, Isaac, for circumcision. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 4, and Abraham circumcised Beno, his son Yitzhak, Isaac, when he was 8 days old. And in presenting him thus, like this, as an offering upon HaMizbeach, the altar, he prepared a joyous feast. From this, the sages, HaRabim, Rebbenat, the Memheran, the sages, they infer that it is the duty of a man to prepare a joyous feast on the day that he is privileged to circumcise Beno, his son, even as Avinu, Abraham, our father Abraham, Abatachin, Abraham, had done. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 8, and Abraham made a great feast on the eighth day in honor of Yitzhak's circumcision, in honor of Isaac's circumcision. Hence, here it is said, blessed is the man, here it is said, Ashrei Ish. Happy is the Ish that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Be mitzvotayo chafetz me'od. Chafetz me'od. Greatly delighting, enlightening in he who be, he who be's and purge it. And what was Abraham, what was Abraham's reward? Well, hear, even in Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Kof Yod Beit, in Psalm 112, hear, in the Beit, in the second verse, it is written, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His seed shall be mighty upon the earthly plain. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o. His seed zar'o shall be mighty. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o shall be yihyeh. Gibor in the earth, Yihyeh, he to be, Yihyeh, Zar'o, his seed, his race, Zar'o, referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, as it is said, and for it is said, and because it is written in Bereishit to Genesis 21 and 12, in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall seed be called to thee. And wherein was Isaac's might? Wherein and what was Yitzhak was Isaac's might? According to Bereishit, according to Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, it is written, Yitzhak, Isaac entreated Jehovah for Ishto. Ring the alarm. Isaac, Yitzhak entreated Jehovah for Ishto, or Seto, for his Isha, for his wife, because she was barren, and is he not mighty, whose entreaty results in a barren woman bearing a child? Now, a different comment on his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh zar'o. His seed, Zar'o, refers to Yaakov, to Jacob, to whom it was said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 41 and 8, but thou, the I, Israel, my servant, but the I, Israel, my servant. And wherein was Yaakov, was Jacob's might? According to Hosea 12 and 5, he strove with an angel and prevailed. He strove with the angel and prevailed. That is, he lifted up HaMelaach, the angel, and threw him to the ground. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Hear. The fourth verse of Psalm 112. Zarach ba choshek or laishari. Now, it's interesting to note right here, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. As we're looking at this psalm right, let's just check this right here, because sometimes there's little typos. That was to the upright, he shineth as a light in darkness. Sleeker, they have a typo right here. Actually, it is verse 2, the second part of verse 2. Verse 2 of Psalm 112, Dibor Ba'aretz Yihyei Zar'o Dora Yisharim Yivorak. Dor Yisharim Yiborak. The generation of the upright Yiborak shall be blessed. Dor Yisharim of the Yashar, Yashar, the upright. Dor Yisharim Yivorak. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And who are the generation of the upright? Who are the Dor Yisharim? These are the 12 tribes. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. Even as it is written in Bereshit, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Kol eile shivtei Yisrael shenem asar v'zot asher diber lahem avihem v'yavarek otam ish asher k'virkato berak otam. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Kol eile shibtei Yisrael shenem asar. And this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot asher diber lahem abihem waya bareka otam. Everyone, every man, everyone, ish, according to his blessing. Ish asher kebirkato, he blessed them. Berak otam, 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 otam,
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
Mizmor kuf yud bet, halleluja. Ashre ish yare et Adonai b'mitzvotav hafetz meod. Gibor ba'aret yeh zar'o, dor yesharim yevorach. Hon va'osher beveto, v'tzidkato omedet la'ad. Zarach b'choshech or la'yesharim, hanun v'rachum v'tzaddik. Tov ish honen u'malve, yechalkel devarav b'mishpat. כי לעולם לא ימות, לזכר עולם יהיה צדיק. מי ששמועה רעה לא יירא, נכון ליבו, בטוח באדוני. סמוך ליבו לא יירא, עד אשר יראה בצריו. פי זר נתן לאביונים, צדקתו עומדת לעד, קרנו תרום בכבוד. רשע יראה וכעס, שיניו יחרוק ונמס. תאוות רשעים תאבד.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
Yes, yes, yes. Soul of Tasaka. Right there, that was the Commandments of Dove. Music room number 10 right there. The wise. Yes, I. Psalm 112. Shalom Habri. Shalom Rastafari. Torah, Torah.